And you're welcome back to the programme. The time now is 26 minutes to the hour. I'm joined on the line now by Liam Horan, Managing Director of Slieonua Careers. Good evening to you, Liam.
Good evening, Eden.
And nice to talk to you again. An email from SOC, I'll read it to you as we received it. I'm afraid the interview panel will cotton on to the fact that while I have a lot of on-the-road sales experience, I haven't done much in the telesales area before, and the job is in telesales. I have kind of obscured it in my CV. Should I fess up on the day?
We're not asking somebody to tell a lie here. You know, if he has sales or she has sales experience of one type but maybe not another type, I suppose I'd like to know how much they've obscured it. I mean, if you've told a lie in your CV and said that 3 years of my sales experience on the road was actually telesales experience, that's a bad start, and a good interview panel will try and pick a hole in that if they get any idea that that's not totally true. If, however, you've just said sales experience and not really said telesales experience, if you know what I mean, if you've kind of left it hanging there that maybe it is, maybe it isn't, my idea is generally to fess up and say, I'd like to clarify that, you know, while I have done sales, it's on the road sales I have done. Just to be clear about that, it's not telesales, even though inevitably in on the road sales there is some element of telephone work probably as well. Because it's not a huge problem, generally. Somebody who has learned how to sell and has experience of selling should be easy enough to transfer or adapt, you know, or send across to another type of sales, because they've learned a lot about the psychology of sales, they've learned a lot about dealing with people, the whole language of sales, about opening and closing and dealing with objections and all of that. It's common to wherever you're selling. So I would say to SOC, if you haven't told a white lie, it's no harm to clarify it on the day. If you have told a white lie and you've said something in your CV that doesn't stack up, really you're on your own on the day and you're just hoping they don't catch you out. It's not a good place to be, and people tend not to be great liars. They tend not to be able to carry it off if they get a bit of heat at all. An interview panel can pick up on it and say, you know, can you just clarify that a bit more? So hopefully they haven't gone too far in the CV. And they've left room there to clarify the exact nature of their experience.
And of course, there is a difference between, on the one hand, on the road sales experience, and on the other, telesales.
There is a difference, of course, but it's still under the same family. You know what I mean? It's still part of the same discipline. And you know, certainly in telesales, companies who employ in telesales are well accustomed to taking in people with little or no sales experience because they've got very defined training programs. So I don't see it as being a totally debarring, situation for this candidate, unless they're going for a job as manager of a telesales center and, have claimed all sorts of experience. In that case, I think you'd be called out anyway. A good interview panel can be very quick to spot people's, it can be very subtle, the language people use that tells you whether or not they know what they're talking about. But if they haven't gone down the wrong road so far in the CV, I'd be saying to them, better to fess up something than to be found out. Better you volunteer a clarification than have one squeezed out of you, because inevitably that looks a lot more dodgy, more you're on the defensive, you're explaining, and when you're explaining, sometimes you're losing. Whereas you just clarify, you know, as I said, my CV there, I've done sales. However, not much of that is telesales. I've been on the road nearly all the time. So it's a call they have to make. But there's nothing wrong with not having everything in an interview. You know, the winning candidate, as I said here before, will rarely have every single thing that the employer is looking for. So you don't have to win the experience one, perhaps, to win the job, you know.
And just can I broaden this out somewhat, Liam? The issue of inaccurate information in a CV, or that great phrase, being economical with the truth, obviously not a good idea.
No, and actually what I will say, from dealing with lots of candidates, very few people actually go down that road. People are quite clear about, well, I want to, you know, give it as it is. They can put certain tone or emphasis on certain information. They can decide to talk more about one part of their experience than another part, because you do have to make editing decisions in a CV that's no more than two pages, by and large. But putting in, claiming distinctions, claiming qualifications, claiming bits of work experience, claiming that you worked in such a software program or managed so many people when you didn't. It's not a great way to go. And we saw a case in Ireland a few years ago where one of the top people in one of the multinationals, I think it might have been Yahoo, whose CV was found to be fabricated, and that was a fairly big fall from grace in his case. But it's not a good thing overall. And interview panels tend to be, you know, fairly circumspect. They kind of have a certain suspicion all the time, or they always want to, because even people who are not telling a lie but are shining the light a certain way, you know, interview panels are always trying to get beyond the CV and see, okay, what does this actually mean? And, you know, when you say you did this, what exactly did you do there? So you'll fall apart fairly quickly if you've got a lot of stuff there that's not what you did. So much better to tell it like it is and stand over it and explain that you've got strengths here and you have a bit to learn there. And, you know, they don't expect you to go in absolutely perfect and ready-made all the time.
And, of course, I suppose if you decide to go down that route, the very thought of the interview is going to be difficult.
Yes.
Because you're going to be thinking, I've given misinformation in my CV, now how do I prevent that coming out? Am I going to say things that are directly opposite to what's contained in the CV? I mean, you know, as you well know, an interview setting is a very, very difficult situation to be in, and you want to make it as easy as possible on yourself rather than making it more difficult than it need be.
Absolutely, and that's a really important point. You don't want to be inside in an interview trying to cover up something or trying to do something that's not natural for you. It'll obscure your whole performance, I would say, and that extends to, in this case, you know, if you've told white lies in your CV, that's going to put pressure on you. Or if you're trying to speak in a way that's not natural to you, what we used to call our mother's phone voice once upon a time, you know, if you're putting pressure on yourself in the interview, it's not great, because there's already enough pressure in an interview, as you said. There's enough. It's a tough enough place as it is, particularly if the job matters to you. It's a very unnatural environment. You're on the spot for a half an hour, 45 minutes. You've got to talk about your career. For lots of people, that's a difficult thing to even articulate. And then if you're also trying to cover off something else as well, it's just not a good dynamic. And I know we know lots of Irish people who became Aer Lingus carpenters, who left Shannon not as carpenters and arrived in New York as carpenters, you know, but it's not a good place to be in a formal interview situation, as you said.
And just one final point, in relation to the SOC email which we received there and we were discussing earlier, I have kind of obscured it in my CV. If it's obscured, it's obscured. So it's not kind of obscured. It's either obscured or not obscured. Does SOC go in and at the top of the interview say, look, there is certain information within my CV which is in fact less than accurate?
Well, again, we don't know exactly, but what I would say is that if the CV gives the impression he has done telesales without exactly saying it, and, you know, you're a man of words, you understand how you can do that without actually saying it, you know, it's a good thing to clarify. For example, I had a client lately who put in a wrong line manager, who said their manager at such a point was this person, and then put them down as a referee, but in fact they were a line manager at a totally different point. It wasn't a major issue, but he knew it to be incorrect. And at the start of the interview, he said, if you want to clarify, I made a mistake in the application form. This person should have been here. That person should have been there, kind of thing, just in case you're checking the referees. And people take that. We make mistakes. People take that fairly okay. In SOC's case, if he has gone too far down the line of, you know, and I say euphemistically, obscuring the information, I think he's in bother anyway, or she's in bother anyway. However, if it can look like something that's just, you know, left hanging there, it's no harm to clarify it in a way that just puts it away, and onwards and upwards, here we go now with the rest of the interview, and let's see what I can bring to the party.
Very good, Liam. Thank you very much indeed for that, and we'll talk to you again same time next Monday evening in or about 5:30.
Thank you, Aidan.
Many thanks to you.